What'd you do? You just screwed up royally on the job. This guy started as a truck driver, 24 years old. His first day, he goes under one of those low bridges and just destroys the entire truck. So
poor guy.
I feel like he's not going to have another job anytime soon, at least with that company. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Andrea says, worked at a car wash and I was spraying this lady's car and she rolled her window down. Needless to say, she got soaked.
I did that before too. Like, you think they're good. And, like, hey, can I get one of those towels to wet my car?
Boom.
Blasted this old lady. I'm sorry. It's terrible, but it's funny. Let's talk to Alicia. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. We're trying to figure out, like, what messed up at your job. Like, what'd you do wrong?
So, particularly, it wasn't me. I just want to get that out there.
Oh,
right
of course.
Off
the gate. It was definitely not you. We knew that. Yeah.
So, I work for a cemetery. I was a burial administrator. And what that entails is basically I do all the legal paperwork for somebody to be buried.
Whoops. Sorry. I accidentally hung up on you. God, I got fat fingers. Call back. Oh, I wanted to hear that one.
Joe. Dang it.
I'm sorry. I was trying to put somebody else on hold. I had a brain fart. I'm human. I screw up and I suck sometimes. 317-239-1009. Please call back because I want to hear what your job entails as a burial administrator. Dang it. Can I go home? I don't deserve.
Well, you can add this to the list of the things that you messed up.
Yeah, one
right?
time I was doing a show here with Joe and Alex and I hit the wrong button just for giggles. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Alicia.
Oh, back from the dead. Sorry, I hung up on you. Continue. I'm locking you in right now. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, what'd you say? You were at a funeral home or something?
Yeah, a cemetery.
Okay.
I'm just going to let you guys I'm walking out of the room so I don't screw this up. You guys talk to her.
All right, Alicia, go ahead. You messed up her name, too. It's Alicia. Go ahead.
So I marked everything. Everything was good to go. And I came back the next day, and they were doing the funeral or the graveside committal service. And I looked out there and I thought, well, that looks a little off, but I didn't say anything. I went out a few minutes later and she's in the wrong spot and they're at the wrong grave.
Yikes.
And I thought, how did this happen? And they're like, what's wrong? I said, bro, dude, she's in the wrong spot.
Yikes.
Like, she's like two plots over from where she's supposed to be. So they buried her in somebody else's property.
So did they unbury her when the family left? Please tell me they did.
So, it's a very messy situation. But luckily, we got another family to sell that family that property and kind of switched properties a little bit. So we had a little paperwork to do, but luckily, the family understood. So what happened was, the grave digger thought I put it in the wrong place. In reality, I marked the right spot, but he thought he knew where she was supposed to go and put her in the wrong spot.
That silly grave digger.
No kidding.
That's silly grave digger.
I ain't saying he's a grave digger.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Let's talk to Will. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, yo?
Hey, so you're a server. What'd you do?
Well, so I was working at this wedding vineyard. It was it's at the old Indianapolis insane asylum.
Ooh.
Spoopy. Yeah,
it was kind of creepy. But I was the wife, the bride, was asking, like, I don't know, they were serving spaghetti or they were serving pasta.
Yeah, right. Food, anything.
And I tripped when I was giving it to them, and I tripped and I spilt it all over her.
Oh, gosh.
What a waste of good spaghetti.
I felt so bad.
Did you still get a tip?
No.
No, and you spill it on the bride, there's no way you're going to get a tip.
Well, accidents happen.
White and red go good together.
I still would have tipped. Gosh, that's awful. That's like a worst nightmare scenario.
Hey, thank you, buddy, for the call this morning. Let's talk to Nick. You ended up ripping something. What did you rip?
I ripped my pants all the way from my crotch, like, to my lower knee. Like, from one hip to my other knee. Like, all the way down.
Were you like, hey, check this out? You like what you see?
A couple customers seen, but I went to the back and I told my boss, I was like, I have to go home. And he was like, why? And I showed him and he just died laughing at me. It was really, really bad.
Did he send you home though? Like, or did he make you keep on working?
He sent me home, but he told me to come back. So yeah. I did.
Shelby says at Joan Alex Show on Twitter, worked at Crackers as a server, had 8 frozen drinks on a tray, tripped and spilled it all over 15 people. 15.
If I was her, I just would have sat there like, okay, that cost me money. I just would have grabbed a straw, laid on the floor. I'm like,
drank it.
I just would suck up the frozen drinks like this is not being that kind of day.
Hold up, drank.
If you got something where you messed up royally on the job, we want to hear about it. Radio Now 100.9, that's our Facebook page, or hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.